Welcome everyone to yet another Ascension Saturday. Why is the need of Ascension Saturdays and why are we doing these videos every Saturday? The answer is very simple. The rate at which the earth is changing her vibrations is phenomenal. We have come a long way from being an absolute third dimensional planet, moving through the fourth dimension and gradually walking towards the fifth. And for years and years and centuries, the earth had stayed on the third dimension. And now it is slowly moving to the fifth. Right now, everyone is experiencing this profound shift. And we are in these really very beautiful times where we are witnessing all of this every day. And hence we thought, what if we could put up some amazing videos to give you all the idea of what exactly Ascension Saturdays are? And here we are talking about the Ascension Saturdays, where we talk about everything regarding ascension, because the most common question which most of my students have been asking me is, what is ascension and what is happening right now on earth? Not many are aware. There is no mainstream awareness of this though. But we, you and I as light workers, are the ones who are torchbearers, way showers to the rest of the world, to rest of the universe, to show that we are heading definitely towards better times on earth. So hi, this is Dr. Ashwini Chubey. I'm the founder of Unicorn Insight, which is my brand in spiritual coaching, Reiki, energy medicine, angels, archangels. I'm also an Access Consciousness Bars, body process and an intro class facilitator. And I'm also an angel teacher, ascension teacher with the Diana Cooper School of White Light and a lot more. So on these Ascension Saturdays, I talk about what are some things which we could inculcate in our day-to-day life to make our life even more easier, because ascension comes with a lot of letting go. When we say that the earth is going towards higher vibrations, so what is ascension? First and foremost, ascension is creating more light in and around you. Physically, it is creating more light at your cellular level, at your atomic and molecular level. Which means if there is more light at an atomic and a cellular and a vibrational level, you will start emitting more light and the composition of your aura will change. And it's very visible. You see some people, they have this beautiful auras. They just walk in a room and people just can't stop staring at them. Are you one of them? If yes, you are a light worker. But the impact of ascension is happening more right now at an emotional and mental level. At an emotional and mental level, we move from a fear-based system to a faith and love-based system. And the system is I'm thinking about and I'm talking about is the thoughts in your head and the emotions which surround you. If I ask you, what is the dominant emotion which is your emotion right now? Because emotions change. Daily emotions change, but you know, typically we have a set of emotions which are hovering around us. And they go on typically for 7 to 8 days and then we move to the next emotion. And that's why healing can be so beautiful, because we are shedding away layers and we are bringing in more light. So the emotional and mental makeup of someone who is on the ascension journey is they are releasing all fear-based thought forms, and they are inculcating more of love and faith-based thought forms. This is irrespective of what is happening in your life. Because I believe that when you are at early stages of ascension, you start seeing a lot of light and magic and miracles. Then there comes a stage where now you have to let go of some old emotions which are holding you back, and then you will bring in more light. And this is what is most challenging for most people, because we are not aware that we really need to let go. And how do we let go? You know, I always recommend working with someone who is a coach or a spiritual teacher in order to move through these with a lot of ease, if you can and if you choose to. So when you are moving on an ascension journey, you are releasing a lot of outdated beliefs, and especially those beliefs which are limiting, which disempower you, which put you down, which make you believe that you are not good enough, or you can never be happy, or this is the way it is supposed to be. That is the old earth, where most of us believe that things are, we are supposed to accept a certain type of things. We are supposed to live in a certain type of way. Although it may be really very heartbreaking, we have to live that way. That's what we were always told. But the moment you start on the journey of ascension, you realize that you are letting go of all these fear-based thought forms, and you are moving more towards faith and love-based thought forms, where you believe that everything, whatever is happening, is only happening for your highest best. Now, ascension is typically a term which is used to describe your spiritual journey, the journey of your life, which results in the development of your soul. It can be a roller coaster. There will be ups, there will be downs. But in the process, we will of course learn how do we build in more light, how do we raise our level of light. And this can be just by understanding, simply understanding the ways of being. So ascension comes with different, as I said, in different areas, at a physical level, at a mental level, at an emotional level, and the most important at a spiritual level, because all throughout your ascension journey, what is leading you is your spiritual calling. I've spoken about this in many videos before. Before we were born, we were given a life purpose, or rather I would say we chose a life purpose. We chose why we want to be born, and what is it that will happen once we incarnate on earth. So before we are born, we sit with our spiritual guides, with our personal team of light beings, be it guardian angels, angels, archangels, ascended masters, ancestor spirits, and the team, the entire team. And we create a plan. Okay, this is what will be my purpose when I'm on earth. And then we pass through a veil of amnesia. What is the veil of amnesia? We forget why we are here. And until we discover that, we are just stuck somewhere in dark, you know. So I always feel people who feel that they are very stuck in life, a spiritual awakening is waiting for you. So if you choose to walk along the path of spiritual awakening, all the limitations will be broken, and you will move out of that stuck phase, and you will start seeing more light. You will start being more happy. You will experience real profound joy. But again, you know, that's a choice, because there are so many people. One of the main ways in which you know that a spiritual awakening is upon you is when you feel stuck in life, don't look at it from a victim mode, because when we are staying in a victim mode, you are not honoring the power within you, the potency within you, because God has given all of us power, right? You have to just tap in that power. So when you are in a stuck situation, how do you behave? Do you choose to surrender to the higher outcome? And that's why I always recommend working with a teacher. For me, when I was feeling stuck, I just felt that I was ready, and I met my teacher, my Reiki master, with whom I learned all that I could, which was the start of my spiritual journey. And I'm so blessed that I was being handheld throughout, right? So there are different aspects of ascension. The first aspect, which I said, was about adding more light to you at a cellular level, at a molecular level, at an atomic level. Secondly, your thought forms. The second aspect, the physical, the emotional, mental. I'm putting emotional, mental together. So the emotional, mental aspects are all about what are the dominant thoughts? Changing the thought forms to from fear-based to more faith and hope and belief-based, right? And when you are having those thoughts, when you are having those kind of thought forms, right? You automatically start vibrating at a higher frequency. When I tell you the frequency of fear, the frequency of fear is very, very contracting, very disempowering. You feel, ugh, yuck, you feel that kind of energy, right? But when it comes to the vibration of faith, the vibration of faith is way more higher. So when you move out of the fear-based energy into a faith-based energy, your vibrations naturally change, which is the mental and emotional part of ascension. Spiritually, what happens spiritually? Spiritually, you start connecting to a lot of higher beings when you're ascending, because we all at birth, before birth, we were given an entire team of spiritual beings who are our spiritual guides, or I call them as the light beings, which include your personal guardian angel, your archangels, irrespective of what faith you are in, what religion you follow, what kind of community or what kind of culture you're born in. We always will have these light beings with us. They're also ascended masters. There is a reason you connect to ascended masters. Ascended masters would include, like I said, someone like Sai Baba or someone like Sri Swami Samarth or one of those beings who have lived a human life to bring in more light. Or it could be Lord Uthumi, or it could be Master Merlin, and all of these are ascended masters. So when you start on the ascension journey, you naturally start connecting to these divine beings. They naturally start giving you messages, and they, you know, one of the most common things which happens when people start their ascension journeys, they see number sequences. I just uploaded an article on number sequences yesterday. We'll be sharing the link to that article right you know, below this video. Please have, you know, have a look at it, read it, because it will answer a lot of your questions. You start seeing number sequences, you start seeing more light, you start seeing signs and synchronicities. What happens? What are signs and synchronicities? I remember many times you see either clear signs giving you guidance for where you have to go in life. For instance, I know one of my clients was looking for, and she was looking to move overseas. And she was on the journey of ascension. She started seeing the name of the city where she was planning to move, but she was still in two minds. And that was more like a sign to her to move. Now, when she moved to that place, a lot of changes happened in her life. For example, she got a better paying job. She got more work-life balance. Also, her family really benefited because she moved there. Her family went along with her. And her husband also found a better job profile, which he was waiting for really many years. And now both of them as a couple are on a spiritual journey, and it's beautiful, you know. So this is one of the very prime examples of ascension which I give, that the couple decided to consciously make those changes in their life. Now they are living a better life where there is more joy, where they're absolutely able to experience more joy. So physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, a lot of things start changing for you, and life starts changing for the better. Now, does that mean there are no challenges? Because many people say that does that mean you will have no challenges? So life will always have its challenges, but how do you move back to ease and how do you handle that with ease? It's not that, you know, this is what Gabby Bernstein, one of my forever favorite authors, says, that it's not always possible to stay in the light, but when darkness falls on you, how quickly you move back to light is what your strength and your power is. So in ascension, now let us come to the spiritual aspect of ascension. Now, does ascension mean it is happening just right now, last 2 years or 3 years? Ascension is happening over many lifetimes. And it happens till we reach a particular state of consciousness, which allows us to move to the next spiritual level. When you raise your vibrations, you raise the vibrations of people around you. So I have often seen that when one person raises their vibration, a lot of other people are naturally impacted. Over a period of time, when you keep doing the vibrational work, the ascension work, when you work on your energy body, when you work on your thoughts, beliefs, thoughts, emotions, feelings, it changes you to such an extent that it creates the ripple effect. And this was one of the stories which was told by one of my mentors about 100 monkey effect. There is a story which says that there was a village where there were many monkeys who lived. They would pick the potatoes from the ground, pick it up and eat. That was what they would daily do. One fine day, they were close to the river and they picked up the potatoes, but a monkey accidentally dropped the potato in the river or the stream. Now what happened? All the mud which was on the potato got washed away by the water. And when the monkey ate the potato, it was way more tasty than the way it was with the mud. Monkey was very happy. The rest of the monkeys watched that one monkey and they started doing the same. They started taking the potatoes, washing them in water, and eating them out, and it was delicious. It kept happening. The whole batch of monkeys over there kept watching each other and doing that. And it went on till the 100th monkey did that. What happened after the 100th monkey did that? Can you believe what happened? There was some other village very, very far away, and there were monkeys there who were not watching these monkeys, but automatically the monkeys over there started dropping the potatoes in water and eating it. What is this? This is the power of collective consciousness. When 100 people are awake, when 100 people are ascending, when 100 people have started developing their consciousness, making better choices, making more choices which are faith-based than fear-based, when they are building more light into the body, automatically, see, we as collective are always connected. So when 100 people do the work, the next set of people who are going to awaken, it makes things very easier for them. And this is why we have waves of ascension workers, if you have heard, and I have put up a video on my channel, go back and watch it. There are different waves of ascension workers, and no matter which wave you are on, if you are watching this video, you are someone who is on the ascension journey. So the ascension journey, as I said, will have ups and downs, will have times where you will be at the bottom, and then there will be the time where I call as you will be riding the ascension wave, where you will have a lot of ease, you'll have a lot of happiness, you'll have a lot of joy, and then there will be times where things will not be good, but you will keep moving. Now, the times where things will not be good, it's all about how do you take that, those. Because if you look at those as lessons, and if you learn from them, if you work on yourself, and if you move out of that, you are breaking patterns. You are moving to the next spiritual level. So, when we are living on earth and when we are going through these ups and downs, ascension asks you, the ascension journey asks you to not be afraid of challenges, know that they are a part of your growth, and know that when you move out of that, you really move to the next level. So, what will be some of the things which you could do in order to make sure that you are on the ascension journey and you're honoring? First and foremost, whenever you have a choice, make the choice which is not a fear-based choice, but a choice based out of faith and out of love. How do you know what's a fear-based choice? Fear-based choices are often the choices we do to avoid something. For example, if you take up a job which you hate only because that is paying your bills, and you hate the job, you hate the people, you hate everything about that work, and if you're still in that job, you're taking it because you don't want to, because you feel that if you don't take this job, you'll not have money. It is a fear-based thought. Now, what will be the counteractive, or what will be the opposite choice? The opposite choice will be to make sure that you choose a job which gives you joy, which gives you happiness, where you have work-life balance, where you have people who honor and support you, who treat you well, where you enjoy working. Of course, you know, as I say, that when we walk towards our life purpose, you will move through different stages. And I will be speaking about that in another video. But if you are in a corporate job, if you are in a matrix job, what I call, it's very important that you are treated well. You don't feel, where you don't feel humiliated, or you know, you feel supported, where people honor you, support you. Where, so this is the difference between making those choices. Also, there is another aspect of ascension which no one talks about, is knowing that you have a choice. Because when you are stuck in the 3D, you believe you do not have a choice. But the moment you understand you have a choice and you can make another choice and it can work out, you have moved out of the 3D matrix. So, making choices out of faith and not out of fear. Secondly, acting in a loving manner, where you are being compassionate to everyone, where you yourself do not choose to harm anyone intentionally, or where you do not try to, you know, I often say that when you are acting in a competitive manner, you are operating from a place of lack. And many people in the spiritual world, in the whole, as spiritual teachers, to many people say that, oh, who is your competitor? And I always feel that on the spiritual journey, none of our spiritual teachers are our competitors. You really never lose a client. If a client doesn't come to you, it is because A, they are not ready to receive from you and you are not ready to give them. B, they are not a vibrational compatibility to you. And C, they may not be a part of your soul family or just being a soul student. Because I know there are so many people who believe that, oh, I lost a client to someone else. And people try to snatch clients and all of that. But that's not an ascension pathway, right? I believe if you have a student or a client who has to come into your life, they will come no matter what. And that's the reason why a lot of these push marketing and these typical funnel techniques don't work when you are on the spiritual journey. I think the only intention you can put out is, universe, if there is someone who would really like to receive from me, and who, if what if I could contribute to their life, please send them to me. I always put this out that, you know, for whomsoever my contribution as a teacher, as a coach has to be, may that person walk to me and receive whatever they would like to, whether it's a coaching session, a healing session, or a learning, may they receive. So the third and important thing is there is no competition. And most important, there is always highest good of everyone, because we know everything is happening. We all together are light workers working in this world. Know that ascension journey is a journey of a lifetime, and it goes beyond this lifetime too. It goes beyond, no matter how many lifetimes you take. You will always, it's almost like a balance sheet, you know. I have been a commerce student, and I look at, when I look at the spiritual journey, I always believe we come with opening balance, and when we go back with the closing balance, which gets carried forward towards the next lifetime, which will determine what kind of lessons we will get. So it's beautiful how this whole spiritual journey of your soul works. How to make the ascension journey easier? I will say the most important thing is support. There are three kinds of support which comes to us. The first is the support of the people around you. I always call these people your soul family. Now, these are the people who honor and support you, who do not criticize you, who do not put you down. So choose your friendships wisely. Choose people who will honor and support you. If there is someone who is not honoring and supporting you, they are not meant to be in your life, because it gets very difficult if you have someone who is not going to honor and support you. Secondly, the spiritual teachers you meet in human forms. I think that's a very important step. And I always say, when a student is ready, teacher appears. So whenever you will be ready, you will find a teacher, you will find a master, no matter wherever you are on earth, you will always meet them. And the third is your divine spiritual team, which is the most important aspect of your ascension journey. And as you will grow on your ascension journey, you will have deeper bonds with your spiritual team, which is your personal team of guardian angels, ascended masters, spiritual guides, and so many. So I also call them your friends from the spiritual planes, guides, angels, ascended masters. They are just waiting to assist us and support us. Now, if you are already watching this, I'm sure you are on the ascension journey. So tonight, before you go to bed, or whenever you watch this video, you can maybe close your eyes for a few seconds, put your hand on the heart, and simply say, "Dear spirituality, dear angels, archangels, ascended masters, spiritual guides, I'm now ready to receive all the support and assistance from you. Please help me to get unstuck. Please help me to feel better. Please help me heal all that has been happening." Close your eyes, hold a hand on your heart, and imagine yourself being surrounded by a ball of white light through which all these divine beings are helping you. And whenever you feel you are ready, you can gently open your eyes, thank these divine beings, and be aware that you're always, always, always supported by the divine team who is with you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Ascension Saturday with me, Dr. Ashwini Chube. I'm going to make sure that in the upcoming sessions, in the upcoming videos or audios, I will be sharing a lot more to help you make your ascension easy and more joyful. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.